Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
You in your grave and protect you. The Quran will intercede on your behalf on the Day of Judgment. Imam al-Darimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he narrates an incident from Khalid bin Ma'dan, who said to his companions, "Iqra'u al-Munjiyata," read the surah that will help you with your salvation, that will protect you. وَهِيَ أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ تَنْزِيلِ فَإِنَّ بَلَغَنِي أَنَّ رَجُلًا كَانَ يَقْرَأُهَا مَا يَقْرَأُ شَيْئًا غَيْرَهَا. Because I heard that there was a person that used to read Alif Lam Mim As-Sajda, the surah. He would read it more than any other surah that he recited. وَكَانَ كَثِيرَ الْخَطَايَا. And he was a person who didn't do too well in terms of his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He slipped up quite a bit. فَنَشَرَتْ جَنَاحَهَا عَلَيْهِ قَالَتْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لَهُ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ يُكْفِرُ قِرَاءَتِي فَشَفَّعَهَا الرَّبُّ تَعَالَى فِيهِ. The surah came and spread its wing and said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, do not punish this person because he used to read me frequently. I intercede on his behalf." And that's a beautiful thing about making a sacrifice for the sake of a companion. When you offer someone water in this world, without any loyalty at all, they may not have any true essence in their character, but they will have the decency to offer you a cup of water back. You give someone a buck tomorrow, they'll give you a buck back. That's just basic human decency. There is no way that a human being can outperform in character and loyalty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his kalam. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be more loyal to you than any mother can ever be to her child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, "Al-Qur'anu hujjatun laka aw alayk," that the Qur'an will either be a proof for you or it'll be a proof against you. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, as the narration continues, "Uktubu lahu bikulli khati'atin hasanatan warfa'u lahu darajatan." For every wrong thing that person did in the world, through the intercession of this surah, this one surah. And it's beautiful because some of us assume that in order to achieve this intercession of the Qur'an, you have to be a hafiz of the Qur'an. For those that are hufad of the Qur'an, God tidings to you. Hani'an lakum. Abshiru. You have great reward awaiting you. But those of you that are not hafiz of the Qur'an, don't give up. Because what's interceding on behalf of this person is a surah that is no more than 3 pages. 3 pages are interceding on behalf of this person. And saying, "Ya Allah, this one won't be punished by you. This one, I ask you that every sin of his, replace it with a good deed. وَرْفَعُ لَهُ دَرَجَةً. And elevate him a rank in paradise." And then, وَقَالَ أَيْضًا, Khalid al-Ma'dan also said, إِنَّهُ تُجَادِلُ عَنْ صَاحِبِهَا فِي الْقَبْرِ. That Surah Alif Lam Mim As-Sajda will argue on behalf of its reciter. Actually, let me correct that. عَنْ صَاحِبِهَا, on behalf of its companion. The companion of the Qur'an. It'll argue on behalf of its companion. An صاحبها في القبر, when that person is lowered into the grave, تقول, the surah will say, اللهم إن كنت من كتابك فشفعني فيه وإن لم أكن من كتابك فمحني عنه. Oh Allah, if I was from your book, then I ask you to forgive this person. He was my companion. But if I was not from your book, then erase me and I have no right to intercede on behalf of this individual. وَإِنَّهَا تَكُونُ كَالطَّيْرِ تَجْعَلُ جَنَاحَهَا عَلَيْهِ فَتَشْفَعُ لَهُ وَتَمْنَعُهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. Just as it will intercede on behalf of that individual on the Day of Judgment, this one surah will also intercede on behalf of the individual in the grave too. وَقَالَ فِي تَبَارَكْ مِثْلَهُ. And Khalid bin Ma'dan said a similar narration regarding surah Al-Mulk. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. I'll come to that shortly. وكان خالد لا يبيت حتى يقرأهما. Khalid bin Ma'dan would not go to sleep until he recited these two surahs every single night. وَقَالَ طَاؤُوسُ The famous طَاؤُوسُ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى said, فُضِّلَتَا عَلَى كُلِّ سُورَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ بِسِتِّينَ حَسَنَةً That these two surahs of the Qur'an take virtue over all other surahs of the Qur'an by 60 good deeds, by 60 ranks. Today, what I want to deliver to you, what I want everyone to understand, is that being a companion of the Qur'an will have great reward in the hereafter. An intercession that we will all be direly in need of, it'll be awaiting us, like a farat. Just waiting ahead of the caravan, for the caravan to arrive, while everything has been prepared, and you're ready to rest. You don't have to even make your own bed, everything's ready for you. Farata, right? The one that goes ahead of the caravan and prepares the abode before the group even arrives. That will be your Qur'an. Waiting to intercede on your behalf. Build a relationship with the Qur'an. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. I'll share one more riwayah and then we'll close. From Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, this riwayah is narrated by Imam Ahmad, Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Nasa'i, and also Imam Ibn Majah, Ashab al-Sunan. They all narrate this riwayah. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن سورة في القرآن 30 آية شفعت لرجل حتى غفر له وهي تبارك الذي بيده الملك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is a surah of the Quran that made an intercession on behalf of an individual and it kept interceding persistently, kept interceding like a soldier protecting its leader, like a friend protecting his companion, like a son protecting his father, like a father protecting his son. These are all relationships that have companionship. But the Quran's companionship is far greater. It kept interceding, شَفَعَتْ لِرَجُلٍ حَتَّى غُفِرَ لَهُ وَهِيَ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ سُورَةُ الْمُلْكِ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the companions of the Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to find our loyalty. You don't need the whole Quran. If you get that, you are very blessed. You are very lucky. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised the companion who fell in love with Surah Ikhlas and recited it in every rak'ah. Three ayat. He asked him, why do you read this surah in every rak'ah? He said, O Messenger of Allah, I love it. The Prophet said, that's enough. Keep doing it. Build a relationship with the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do so and allow this companionship to last in the world and give us the fruits and benefits of it in the hereafter. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.